Hey guys, it's Nirali, obviously. It's my podcast. But yeah, it's been a few days since I did my last episode, and I wanted to actually do one yesterday. But I kind of got caught up and thought today would be better. But the thing about me waiting till today is that now I want to do this podcast on a topic completely different from what I had originally had in mind. And the topic that I wanted to talk about yesterday was the topic of nerves, or how I feel before performing versus after. But the topic that's on my mind today is not that. It's something completely different, so I think I'm just gonna go with what I feel, since this podcast is really organic and just stream of consciousness. And in the moment. So, yeah, what is it that I actually feel right now? Well, it's this aspect of my journey as an artist that falls under the category of like insecurity, which is feeling like I'm too much of something. Like too much of an emotion, or any emotions or all emotions. And, because like poetry is so interesting in that, like unlike other crafts, like, okay, you know, you could be an athlete, you could be like a cook. And like, you know, if you are an athlete and you do basketball, practice basketball 24 hours a day, people could call you intense and driven, but they're not going to call you kind of like, well, overly emotional, right? The thing about poetry is that when you do it a lot, like if you are just really invested in it, because poetry is a craft based on emotions and human experience, a poet can be called and is often called like very sensitive or emotional or intense or whatever. And some of those descriptions sometimes catch up with me. Sometimes they're the voices in my own head, where I feel like, oh my gosh, am I too this? Like, have I written too many poems about this? Will the world think I'm like this? Am I like too like into love? Sometimes I write too much out of a place of anger, and will people think that I'm just angry all the time? If I write too many like poems about women empowerment and like, you know, some of my experiences with men, will people think that I'm a man hater, which is like not the case at all? And most of the time, the people that I connect with on a genuine level do not give me any sort of harsh or unfair or inaccurate labels. But sometimes, you know, you come across people who don't really know you, and they do label you, and they do say things that really get under your skin and that really hurt. So for example, today I was called uptight by one of my, I would call him like a peer. I don't know how to, a peer sounds kind of like cheesy, I don't know. But I was called uptight because, I forget the full context, but it was something about relating to me kind of just kind of being on my grind in some ways. And it really bummed me out because, well, aside from me thinking that we had a genuine friendship, like, whatever, in which I was, like, seen at a greater level than uptight, it's like, well, damn, I am a poet. Like, I literally spend every day sharing my soul. How am I uptight? It's like I'm giving myself. I'm just giving and giving and giving myself. In that way, in a very like deep way, I think of someone who's uptight as someone who is really closed off, doesn't trust others, just like thinks like, you know, just like closed off. And my entire craft is about being open, so really kind of messes with your head. And it used to bother me a lot more than it does now. Before, it would, like, a comment like that would make me, like, go into hiding for a few days and not write or share anything, or try to write a poem that proved that I wasn't uptight, or try to do something that proved that I wasn't uptight, you know, as opposed to just letting that comment be. And then, conversely, you know, I've also been called too easygoing, and I've been called too open, and I've been called, like, too, you know, easily trusting and naive, and emotional, and it's just sometimes, like, being called any of those things, if you're just a regular, everyday, not poet person, might be okay, even though it's hurtful regardless. But when you are a writer or someone, like an artist, someone that shares their heart constantly, comments like that can really, really rub you the wrong way. So for me, a big challenge right now is how to block that out, how to block out that noise. And for me, it's an interesting push and pull, because I do need to be, I wouldn't say uptight, but I do need to be more sort of kind of serious, because seriousness at some points in my life and some points in my day is what allows me to have structure, focus, ambition. I can't just be like skipping in a field of roses, although I kind of wish I could, like, all day. And I don't think that I'm ever gonna get it right, but man, I really like to think that I like aspire to balanced, like, living in some ways. And yeah, I'm clearly kind of tired right now and I'm going on a tangent, but some of the main points I want to say are the following. So I have so much more respect as I've taken my artist journey more seriously. I have so much more respect for artists that have huge platforms, that do get constantly torn apart by the public and the media, and get labels and judgments that are extremely, incredibly harsh, and sometimes and probably inaccurate of who they actually are. And it makes me think, like, wow, you really need thick skin. You need really thick skin to be willing to put yourself out emotionally. Some of the artists that I admire the most, they aren't just technically, you know, talented. Like, they're the artists that put out the most heart and most emotion into what they do, most of their personal lives. And it makes me think, well, that's, first of all, that's the artist I want to be, but also some of these artists are the ones that get criticized the most, that get written about the most, and I wonder, how do they retain their sanity? Because here I am with, like, you know, a couple people following my work, and I I get really bothered sometimes when I get some comments about who I am and who people think I am that just don't feel fair. How do I ignore it? And not just how do I ignore it, but how do I ignore it to the extent where I can keep creating? And keep creating stuff that just feels true to me, not stuff that is like trying to prove or disprove certain judgments and labels of me. Something else I think about is I talked about balance and unfair labels and whatever, but part of what being an artist is actually is kind of going to certain extremes or edges that others don't want to go to, in my opinion. And maybe it's not so wrong for someone to have an extreme opinion of someone who is supposed to take you outside of your comfort zone. And I would just hope that that extreme opinion is like in the positive end of the spectrum, although it can be any end of the spectrum. Does that make sense? Does that any of that make sense? I have no idea. I'll leave it as there's gonna be a million factors, external factors, and I feel them more and more lately. Like a million external factors that dictate, you know, all these different things that you do or how you should do them and who you are and how people might perceive you and what your next move should be and how you should say it and how much you should explain yourself, how much you should, you know, keep to yourself, and you share too much, you share too little, you haven't done enough, you have done too much, you're not patient enough, you're too patient. I mean, there's just so many millions of factors that it actually is truly impossible to address all of them, let alone even a handful. So the way that I see myself going forward is working backwards from my personal truth. And so long as anything that I do kind of has some connection or way back to or a starting point from my own truth and my internal compass or whatever you want to call it, then I feel like I can feel good about something and stand behind it and not be shaken when someone else comes from the outside and tells me something that is unexpected or something that I don't like. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that because I think I'm just talking in circles now. So thank you for listening, and I'm gonna call this podcast episode too much of this and too much of that. Too much of that and too much of not enough of this, and I'm too intense and I'm uptight and I'm a bitch, or I'm too easygoing and I am this. And like, man, I have gotten every type of label that a woman, well, not every type, but a lot of different labels that some of them are contradictory, and it's just not worth it. All right, bye.